right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Wednesday. Team, how are we today? Jay, Crevo.
Brilliant. Awesome. It's Wednesday.
Good. Yep. Hamish in the newsroom, how are you today?
Just super. Thanks, guys.
Oh, good, good, good. Producer Jackson, how are you?
Good morning, fam. I'm feeling good.
Good, good. It's good vibes, apparently, all around here today. Yeah. Very good. I like it.
Especially for midweek. A lot of people get the midweek blues. It's a thing.
Not me. I feel happy.
You're very happy generally, aren't you, Crevo?
Most of the time. You have your moments. We all do.
Jade and I are the instability on this team.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, emotional and wearing your heart on your sleeve, okay?
That's true.
But, Maddie, I don't want you to feel bad because yesterday I invited you to Zumba. Again, I reminded you because... He did promise last week, Crevo, that he was going to come to Zumba.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Mm.
But I went to Zumba without you.
Good. Mm. I hope you enjoyed it. I went for a swim, actually.
Did you just?
Yeah, ocean baths.
Oh, what?
Sorry, Del.
Where was my invite?
You're at Zumba.
Well, Zumba got cancelled, so that's why I didn't. I was like, don't worry about it, Maddie. It's okay. I didn't push the issue.
So what about next week, Maddie? Are you going to go to Zumba?
Oh, see,
he did
she traps me. She traps me. This is what Jade said yesterday. She sent me a text. And I had like an afternoon where I was just napping yesterday. And she messages me. And she's like, I'll be there at 7:30 to pick you up for Zumba. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to go. And I go, do you know what, Jade? I said, I promise, scouts on her, I'll go with you next week and we'll like record it for the show or something. And she's like, okay. And I got off that easily.
Yeah, that's because I knew it'd been cancelled. So I was like,
All it costs is one promise. So anyway. That'll be fun. We'll get to see a video of Maddie doing Zumba next week.
If they don't cancel, of course. They're worse than me.
No, because the instructor popped her knee. She's a Trojan. She popped her knee out and continued to do the class the other week.
Not good enough.
Couldn't believe it.
Needs to continue on. People make plans around her. She needs to get a replacement.
Maddie.
That's true.
She injured herself.
What about her poor knee?
What, does she think she owns the sport of Zumba? She's the only one that can do it. See, this is where you could have stepped up, Jade, and been the instructor. Like,
now the twinkle returns to your eye. Hey, guys, we've got a round of Love It or Loathe It up next. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Okay, kicking off your Wednesday morning, get those summer vibes happening. Sam Felt, Post Malone, it's 10 past 6 with the Novos. Good morning. Sam Fell, Post Malone, currently sitting on 19 degrees at Maitland, 24 at Waratah. Sunny conditions ahead today. Right now, Love It or Loathe It.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love It or Loathe It.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, we're doing sharks. Love It or Loathe It.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe It.
Love them? I love them. Yeah. I love it. But I am scared of them in the ocean, so it's a two-way thing, really.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Amazing creatures.
Yeah, they are.
They're
incredible.
Beautiful. I can really admire them. And when I have scuba dived and, like, seen grey nurses and stuff, they're really incredible. I guess they're not animals. They're mammals, aren't they?
They're amazing creatures, absolutely. Maddie, what, you're scared of them?
I hate sharks. Just, no good.
Petrified of being bitten by one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you
the
know.
Fear is real. Do you know what, actually, funnily you bring this up this morning, Crevo. I was at the ocean baths last night, and I'm just having a swim, and there were these bunch of guys there. I know they were probably joking, but they said, yeah, I was down here this morning. I couldn't believe I saw a shark in here.
In the ocean bath.
Like, one, they reckon one got over.
No.
No.
And then I watched like 3 people get out. I didn't. But.
Were you one of those 3 people?
No, I did think about it.
The reason I bring this up is researchers have discovered a number of sharks up in northern Australia and across into Indonesia that can actually walk over sand and rocks.
Wow. So they're evolving.
Yeah. So there's this, it's this type that can, yeah, basically walk from rock pool to rock pool. And there's these amazing video that I've just got here of this shark just walking across
That's incredible.
Basically the beach.
So it's using its fins to prop itself over. That's amazing.
And it's not just the front fins. It really is like front and rear fins that are acting like feet.
It looks like
there's
a lizard.
New. Wow.
A lizard that's lost its, you know, paws and walking on its stumps.
Yeah, this is, it's just unbelievable. They're sort of a browny colour with black spots. And, yeah, they look like some sort of cross between a lizard and a shark. They can survive in very low oxygen
Imagine
environments.
Imagine a great white shark eventually evolving to walk on land.
This feels like Sharknado is coming to life.
It could be.
That will never happen.
Maybe they based it on a real scientific discovery.
I don't know if that happens, but this is a real walking shark. Like, the video is here.
I never thought I'd hear Jade say Sharknado was based on a real scientific discovery.
Possibly. This shark's doing it. It's walking. It's walking.
Anyway, amazing stuff. And just shows that there's so much out there in the natural world we don't even know about. They've just discovered these types of sharks.
You know what? That's got to be due to climate change and stuff like that to a degree. Maybe.
This is evolution happening in
before
our day and age.
Eyes. Like
no food just in one rock pool. Oh, I'll use my fins and get across
push
the
to
other.
The next one.
Incredible.
Very, very cool.
The art of survival.
That it is.
But we have a new game, fellas. What's Maddie saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, Maddie has a dental spacer. He's going to pop it in his mouth. And then he says a saying.
I don't know.
He says a sentence. He says something.
You know what?
And you have to guess what it is. And then you win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
I feel like my cheeks are bruised.
Okay.
I feel like my cheeks are bruised after this week.
Week?
Really?
Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I eat up and I'm not lie.
Ooh, maybe
I like
again.
I and not lie.
I know what it is.
I know what it is. Cool, perfect. If you know what Maddie just said, 13:10:09 if you want to play this morning.
Yeah, what's Maddie saying? On offer, double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. We'll do it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
What's Maddie saying? Yeah, it's our brand new game here. All you have to do is identify what I'm saying. I've got one of those weird dental spaces in my mouth, so it's very hard to speak, team, isn't it? Okay, here's what I said. 13:10:09 to play.
I big up and I have no eye.
13:10:09 if you want to play. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Yeah, we're rocking this morning. A little bit blown away by the sharks that can now, you know, use their fins to crawl over rock pools.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you scared of sharks?
Oh, yeah, I'm terrified. So I don't go to the beach.
Mm. At all?
No.
See, a lot of people are like that. They just refuse to go into the ocean water because of sharks.
Look, I'm a real country person, so I've been around rivers all my life. But come to the ocean and you realise there's always little things crawling around and going around. You know, it's not...
I hate seaweed.
Really?
I always think it's an eel or something.
When it brushes on your leg, Luke, under the water, and you jump and scream like a girl?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Hey, a real man can admit when he cries or he'll get scared.
That's right.
Well, Lukey, what do you think Maddie's saying this morning?
I thought he said, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Of course I do.
Yay!
Just like that. Off to the movies, mate. You got a missus?
I do.
Oh, good, good. Tell her you brought the tickets, all right?
Yeah, I will. I hope she's not listening to the radio this morning.
Perfect.
Good stuff, man. Enjoy your day. Thanks for calling.
Well, yesterday we were curious to know, guys, if you'd had a baby and questioned if it was yours because it looked nothing like you. And we heard some pretty incredible stories.
We did indeed.
So today we thought we'd continue the conversation with have you been baby trapped?
Mm.
Or maybe someone you know was baby trapped. You can remain anonymous if you want, 13:10:09. But I actually have a story which is pretty unbelievable, which I'll tell you about someone who did baby trap.
Some people get very uptight about the term baby trapped.
Yeah.
You know what? It is a real thing.
Some people
do
it. It does happen. Guys do it to girls. Girls do it to guys.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street in that, you know, it happens.
It's happening out there. And we believe that, you know, we should have the conversation about this because sometimes topics are hard.
Stuff is rife. Like, even yesterday, I was actually so surprised at how many people are affected by, you know, them not being the proper parent, like the biological parent. So,
yeah.
Give us a call. We'll do it after the news. Have you been baby trapped? 13 10 09, or flip it around. Maybe you're the one that's done the trapping. You can remain anonymous. We'll do it next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New
FM.
3, 2, 1. So yesterday on the show, we were talking about when you're suspicious that the kid isn't yours, and we thought, this conversation, you know, is going so well. We wanted to change it to, you know, baby trapping today.
Yeah.
To sort of keep the chat going, Jade.
Because we were talking behind the scenes afterwards. We were like, wow, some of those stories. And then a couple of them sort of sounded like they'd been baby trapped.
In a way, yeah.
And I have a story about a woman that I worked with in a previous job who basically did that, baby trapped a guy that she was sleeping with while she was married. There's a few.
So for those
few layers to
that
this.
Don't know what baby trapping is, an example of that would be, and we got attacked on our Facebook page yesterday by some people saying, oh, you know, it's always about the woman. It's both ways.
Both ways.
I mean, men can do it as well, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like if you basically, you know, have sex and you're both willing participants, but one, you know, is secretly not using contraceptives.
Yeah, when they say that,
they say that they are.
That's a baby trap. Because then, you know, little baby comes along 9 months later.
That's right.
So 13 10 09 this morning, have you been baby trapped? Throwing it out there, and I've got an incredible story to tell you after this.
Incredible. Wow. Mm. You're really hyping it up, Jade.
Well, it is pretty incredible.
6:36 with the Novos. Call now at New FM. Good morning. Guys, Sebastian Choir, we are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 24 degrees at Broadmeadow, 19 at Cessnock. You with the Novos, Jade, Matty Crevo.
And we wanted to talk briefly about baby trapping. And 13 10 09, if you do have a story to join the show. But Jade, there's one you really wanted to share.
Well, because we were chatting about it, you know, about baby trapping behind the scenes yesterday, it's just too good not to tell, because it just blows your mind that it actually does happen.
Mm.
So I worked with a girl who was married, and they weren't living together, the husband and wife. She wasn't physically in the same place, but she started seeing a client that, you know, at work. And so everyone knew that it was secretly going on. And then we heard that the guy that she was secretly seeing, the client, started seeing another girl, because he'd been spotted on a couple of dates with her. So we could see that our coworker was sort of panicking a little bit. She was talking about him a lot, like, oh, who'd you hear that from? Who'd you see him with? And she was really into it. And meanwhile, we're just thinking, like, what's happened to your husband?
Almost borderline obsessed with this guy she was.
Mm. Yeah. And then someone at work actually said, oh, how long's it going to be before you reckon there's a baby? Because she really, really liked this guy. I have no doubt about that. But this sort of joke came up, like, you know, how long's the baby, you know, till the baby comes along? And a couple of people said, oh, I give it, you know, 2 months. And someone's like, oh, maybe 6. And then, no joke, like, probably a month and a half later, she was pregnant with the client's baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
So his ex-wife didn't know that?
No, so her husband, well, she eventually told him, because obviously they weren't living together, so you can't, I don't know the full situation there.
Yeah.
But to keep the client, the guy that she was really into, she basically got pregnant.
So he wasn't really aware.
No.
I mean, he is responsible as well. Like, obviously, that's going to happen, though.
The client was dating this other girl at the time.
So she was trying to, like, you know, basically trap him.
Yeah, by having a baby to keep him.
So she told him that she was using contraceptives.
Well, yeah. You'd assume so in that situation.
And then, you know, he's believed it.
Yeah. But the thing is, what sort of makes this all sort of piece together where we were like, yeah, okay, you were right.
It could have been an accident with what you've said.
Could have. But this is the thing, right? So she went on maternity leave and we were cleaning out her desk for the next person to come in and, you know, take her role.
Yeah.
And then when we're cleaning out the drawers of her desk, we found baby, it's like a vitamin, Blackwell's baby conceive well pills in her drawer.
Wow.
So that just cemented the fact that, wow, she actually
had been plotting
it.
Jeez.
I know.
That's scandal stuff.
Isn't it? I told you, incredible story.
Are they still together?
Believe it or not, they actually are.
Wow, so it did work out.
It worked out.
For the best.
But the thing is, for her to go to that level.
Mm. And basically, yeah, trap him in.
It
does happen. I mean, we've got some different opinions here on the Facebook page. KL says, really sorry, New FM, but this is disgusting. Must be a real slow uptake of listeners to discuss this rubbish. Thank you for your feedback. What else we got? Here we go. Taylor says, my ex-partner told me he couldn't have kids. His whole family told me after a serious accident, the specialists all said there was no chances of him having a child of his own. We now have a 3-year-old daughter. He's abusive, so I believe he lied about it, but you never know.
Jeez, that's a terrible story.
Well, what a terrible lie to tell, you know?
Yeah. I know, but the thing is, you don't even have to have a baby to trap someone. Jackie on Facebook also said, my brother's ex-wife tried to get me to lie with her and tell my brother she's pregnant just to try and keep him. And
wow.
Yeah, she said she actually thought I'd do that to my own brother.
Jeez.
She's crazy.
So that's like a fake trap.
Well, actually, that was actually a known thing back in the old days. Like, we're going way back, I don't know, years, like 30s, 40s. Apparently, you see it in a lot of movies in that period where women would actually say they were pregnant to get the man to marry him.
I guess before
even though they
pregnancy
weren't.
Tests were cheaply available.
And I'm going to read this comment out as well because, I mean, she does make a point and we do say that, you know, we're not just targeting females here. I mean, this is
no, it works both
sexes.
Ways. Both ways.
She goes, Casey goes, oh, get lost. What a disgusting topic. Meanwhile, the man can put a condom on. Don't just blame the woman. If you really don't want a child, whether she says she's on the pill or not, put a glove on it, buddy. Then you can't cry, poor me. Oh, and the pill isn't always 100% effective either.
Yeah.
Well, no contraceptive is 100%.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Effective.
You know, a lot of them claim to be 99 point whatever, but there's no 100%.
Anyway, different myriad of opinions out there, but yeah. We're moving on. Next, producer Jackson coming in with what's the goss? What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, I want to unpack what happened at the SAG Awards with Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston with you guys, and also a big Hollywood star's gotten married, and I want to tell you who it is.
Very good. It's 6:45 with the Novos. Jay, Matty, Crevo. Good morning. Liam Payne, Quavo. Strip that down. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Tops of 32 on the coast today, 36 at Maitland and the Valley. Right now, it's time for What's the Goss?
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson, mate, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to call it the love edition because,
that's nice.
You know, a lot's happening over in Hollywood and you hear a lot of depressing stories at the moment. So let's go to the SAG Awards where we've seen, of course, Jen Aniston nominated and taking out outstanding performance by a female actor in that series that she's in, The Morning Show. And then Brad Pitt was also nominated for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a great film. But,
yep.
Their interactions behind the scenes is what's got everyone talking. So I don't know if you've seen the photos.
Yes, I have.
Everyone's seen them. They're all like hanging off each other's hands.
Very cute stuff.
I love it. And she looks smoking hot. Her dress, OMG.
She looks great. Have you guys seen The Morning Show that she's in with Steve Carell?
No, but you know what? She doesn't get enough credit as an actress. So I'm really glad she's like winning an awards now because she's been very underrated.
Yeah, she's amazing in this TV show. Anyway, Brad Pitt actually stopped everything he was doing. Interviews, talking to people, just to watch her do her speech on a TV screen backstage, and her reaction to him winning his awards, very cute as well. But this is the moment that they broke the news that Brad had actually just stopped everything to her.
Backstage here, you had Brad Pitt watching that monitor crying.
No!
I'm serious, yes. What does it feel like to have, you know, his love and support?
But it means everything. We all grew up together. This whole room. That's why I just, their performances just move me and excite me and allow me to be here.
She gets so giddy. She actually starts crying.
That's, you know, sweet. What's so good about
no,
Jen?
It's sweet.
No, do you know what? Jen, she's so humble.
Mm. Mm.
There's a real humble vibe about Jen Aniston. I love her.
I hope they get back together.
I think they already are, to
be honest.
I
don't know if I want them back together, though, because he did the dirty on her.
They're not getting back together.
Jen,
no way.
You need to forgive him.
Mm.
If she can forgive him, you can too.
I know.
I just think there's been so much time to, like, realise how... They're both very beautiful as well. Imagine if they had a baby together.
Oh, be the cutest human being on the planet.
Be so cute.
I don't know how he did ever leave her, though, for Ange. Or I never got
Angelina
over that. I've never
heard Angelina Jolie, she's a temptress.
I never thought about it too much.
Yeah, do you know what?
She's a seductress.
My thoughts about that is Angelina, I get it, but then I reckon you'd regret it.
Yeah, dark and mysterious.
Every tabloid glossy magazine cover from the last 15 years is now saying, yeah, look, they are back together. Brad and Jen reunite. I feel like that was the biggest headline.
Finally,
ever.
We've got some truth happening.
Yeah, speaking about truth, I can confirm Pamela Anderson has gotten married for the fifth time. Yeah, very. The secret ceremony over in Malibu. She's wedded John Peters. They used to date like 30 years ago. He's a massive film mogul over in America. He did like produce A Star Is Born.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's huge. So they're saying that Pamela Anderson, who's 52, he's 74, so he'll drop off the perch soon. She'll get some inheritance. That's great for her.
I thought she was meant to be hooking up with, Julian Assange.
Yeah, well, she's always dismissed those rumors. So yeah, apparently not.
He's in jail now.
Yeah, that's true. Is she short a dollar?
I don't think so.
No, she's just thought she's doing
she's
right.
Like, Assange is in jail, can't get anything, so I'm going to shack up this guy.
Little game of what are they worth here.
Yeah.
Net worth of 12 mil.
Yeah, see, it's...
Compared to others.
Yeah, it's old school money, you know? That's like from when she was on TV.
Baywatch.
Yeah, the residuals are not as good.
Yeah, she's written him a poem. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
All right. His life used to scare me so much for a girl like me. Now I've seen more life and realise he's been there all along. Never failed me. I'm ready now and he's ready too. We understand and respect each other. We love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman. Proof God has a plan. Not much of a poem.
I was going to say, I don't think she understands the meaning of poetry.
But and it's written really weirdly as well. But
thank you.
I mean, good on her.
Let's hope they do have genuine happiness. And
Fingers crossed. She's had a bit of a tumultuous time.
Life.
With love and...
Yeah, all those things.
She's looking good too, I've got to say, Pam Anderson. That veganism's working out for her.
I'm just looking at a picture of her. She's probably looking the freshest she's looked in years.
There you go. Veganism works, apparently. Next, though, guys, we're talking about if you have one of those older cars or have owned an old car in your lifetime where, you know what, the little check engine or the warning lights are on?
Yes.
Have you ever driven it for a long, long time? I had a car back in the day where I think I drove the engine warning light on for over a year.
How is that even possible that you're alive? Wouldn't the engine have exploded?
Well, we'll get into that after the news.
All right, 7:56, 57 rather, with the Novos. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Have 3, 2, 1.
Oh, 40 degrees tomorrow. It's back, the heat. Back down
boiling.
The pools. Is that at Maitland, Hamish, in the valley?
No, it's 40 degrees in Newcastle.
Oh, no.
42 degrees in Maitland.
That's got to be one of the hottest days this summer here in Newcastle.
Newcastle. Not surprising, though, because yesterday it was already starting to get hot last night.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I went down to the ocean baths last night about 6:45. Beautiful. The sun was going down. Water temperature. Mwah. Anyway, got out of the pool and I go into the shower room and do you know what? I just don't want to see it.
What?
The old man with his kid off. Everything off.
That's what a change room is.
In the shower.
It is a change room.
Leave your undies on.
I do it at the gym all the time.
Full naked.
Yeah, well, like when I get changed in it, that's what change rooms are.
It just took me off guard. I was like, wow, I was not expecting that, and I don't want to see that again.
I don't like
look away, Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, he kept looking at me, so it was a bit strange. I think he might have been a bit of a creep. Anyway, I go home to my housemate, and I'm telling her last night, and she goes, we have the same problem in the girls' bathrooms with the older women, like, you know,
there's
in their 70s.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with people?
And she's like, you know, they've got their rack out.
Yeah, that's like me. I do that at the gym. Like, when I go from work to the gym,
yeah,
and, like, I'm not going into the toilet cubicle. We've all got the same bits.
You
like,
are
just
basically
don't look.
An old woman, Jade, so...
That's fine. I'll own it. But honestly, people, like, that's just silly.
I know it's immature.
Yeah, it is. That's what the change room's
for.
I'll take it.
The guy's probably wondering why you were staring at him.
Yeah, and he's probably staring back at you.
That's why he was staring at you.
There was this young man. He didn't even fully change.
Might have been a bit of a creep, this kid.
I turned red.
He turned red.
Anyway, interesting observation.
Yeah. Young people don't know what to do. Anyway, from old people to old cars, we want to know, 13 10 09, have you driven for a long time with like a warning light on? Maybe the engine warning light? That was me for about a year.
Jeez.
When I had my first car.
Really?
It just never turned off.
No care factor there?
Did you get checked?
What's happened?
Well, it's just like they couldn't get it to turn off. Even the mechanic couldn't. So I was like, you know what? I'm just
going to
leave it on.
I can sympathise with this. My first car was absolute rubbish. It was a Ford Telstar, the one that looked like, you know, a basset hound.
I love those.
Anyway, and I think the warning light was the least of its problems. I drove for 30-something kilometres before I realised the handbrake was still on. And it didn't affect the performance of the car, which wasn't great, to be
slightly
honest.
Slightly concerning.
At all.
Just don't park on hills.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I had a brick in the boot just for that purpose. Just to chock the back wheels up with.
Was this in New South Wales?
This was in New South Wales.
Wow.
Yes.
Surprise the password, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I love that. How long have you been ignoring the warning light? Taking your calls. Prizes are on offer. We're going to do it straight after Regard. Love this song. It's called Ride It. 7:09 with the Novos. Sunny, beautiful day ahead today. Newcastle 32 on the coast. 36 at Maitland and the Valley. Good morning. Regard, Ride It. Live across Newcastle with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Wednesday morning. And don't forget, we're broadcasting live. Harvey Norman, Katara, Electrical and Computers at Katara Home with their mates rates this weekend. Store-wide savings, extra special deals and clearance stock discount. And producer Jackson's going to be there, so if you've ever listened to his voice and thought, ooh, I like that,
I'd love go to down meet and the see. Man. Yeah, that's right. It's a good opportunity. 13 10 09 to join the show now, though. If you've got a story about ignoring the warning lights on a car, I did it for over a year with my first ever car. It was an absolute bomb.
That surprises me because you're usually very responsible, Crevo. I feel like that's not something you would generally do.
Yeah, the light just wouldn't go off. It was just like even the mechanic said... You know, we can turn it off now, but it's just going to come back on.
What was the problem in the end?
Oh, it's an electrical issue with the warning light, I think. Oh.
So there wasn't actually an issue with the car.
The car was fine. It's just the light wouldn't go off. I mean, that's what I think. Anyway.
I'd be paranoid, though. You'd be checking the oil and stuff all the time.
Yeah, well, it's always a worry, but there's nothing I could do about
my
it.
My mate's car, his petrol gauge doesn't work, and he ignored it for ages without realizing. Then one day it clicked. Oh, I've just put $50 in and it's still on.
Oh, dear me. Dylan, how are you this morning?
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. So how long have you been ignoring the warning light for?
I ignored it for about 12 months, and then one day I was driving along a road and hit a little dip and the airbag went off.
Oh, my God. Was that frightening? Like, what happened?
Well, they say that when the airbag light's on, the airbag's been unplugged or something like that. But, yeah, it was very scary. It was powder all through the car and everything.
Hey, Dylan, how's your face? Did it give you a big...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it
gave me a black eye because I drive with my arm over the airbag on the steering wheel. So hit me arm and smacked me straight in the face.
Oh, Dylan.
Out of 10, because I've always wondered what it feels like to get, you know, hit in the face with an airbag. You know when I sit in the front seat of a car and you see it? Like, out of 10, how much did it hurt?
Probably about an 8.
Oh, yeah. That's a genuine fear of mine, Dylan. Hey, I always look at the airbags. I was in Crevo's car, Dylan, 2 days ago in the van, and I was actually looking at where your airbag was in front of me, and I was just thinking, I think you'll be a lot safer in a van because you're not as close to the airbag that you would sit in a regular car.
Then again, you've got your knees are the crumple zone, so...
Yeah.
take your pick of whether that's really safe or not.
Let's just hope I've got quick reflexes.
Thanks for your call, Dylan. We're going to give you a water pack for your car. These are really cool. They're like a bucket.
You mean a washing bucket?
A washing bucket. Because water restrictions.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's like car wash stuff and sponges. Nice. Yeah.
Chantel.
Hey, Chantel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are we, guys?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show. So how long have you been ignoring the warning light for?
It was my first car, and I just got my the old Honda Civic.
Yeah.
God bless her. And I didn't know, it was actually an oil light. And it was for about 12 months, and one day I was driving to work and I just had all this smoke bellowing from the engine. And I cooked the engine.
That's basically the end of the car, isn't it? Because a new engine for a Civic could be, what, $4,000 or $5,000 at least?
Yeah, I don't know. We just ended up getting rid of it because I couldn't fix it. So.
Chantel.
That was the end of her.
How are you now? You check the warning lights whenever they come on? You've learnt your lesson?
Oh, all the time. I have, like, a newer car now, and it even tells me when, like, the windscreen washer is
low.
So I always top that up.
Quickly top it up just in case it hurts the engine.
Chantel, you now the person that just drops into your mechanic on a whim. What are you doing here, Chantel?
Just check it over. I've just got a bad feeling.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for your calls, guys. Up next, I love this. It's our brand new thing that we're doing, right? It's called Say Thanks with Flowers. Now, this was a beautiful idea. I'm going to give you the credit for this one, Jade.
Thank you.
What a beautiful soul you are, thinking of others all the time.
Give us some flowers.
So basically what it is, right, you go to the website, newfm.com.au, and, you know, if there's someone in your life that you think just deserves, you know, just a general nice deed, a nice bunch of flowers, surprise delivered to them. Go there, nominate them, and every Wednesday, we'll give you a ring and we'll surprise you with flowers. Very simple. Mm-hmm. It's all thanks to the posypost.com.au, fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. So we're going to call our nominee next, Jade, I believe.
Yes, we are.
Very good. It's 7:16. Good morning.
Fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yeah, every week here at New FM, we're doing a nice deed for someone. You can nominate anyone you like that you think deserves a nice little surprise with a free bunch of flowers delivered to their door at newfm.com.au to nominate Jade. We've got Courtney here on the line today.
We do. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, and thank you for listening to the show and nominating your mother, Annie, for these flowers. Tell us why you've nominated her to say thank you.
So my mum's a very busy person. She works two jobs to support us five kids. My brother's severely disabled and has been for about 15 years. So she's been working very hard to, well, pay medical bills and just keep him happy and healthy.
So she sounds like just a beautiful, supportive person who just deserves all the thanks she can get, really.
Yeah.
So how many brothers and sisters do you have, Courtney?
So I have three brothers and one sister.
Wow, three brothers. Be busy. And you're 21 years old, I'm reading here. So, you know, you're all under the age of 21?
So my eldest brother is 24, then goes 22, 21, 16 and 14.
Wow. Nice one. Courtney, what's her name? Annie?
Yeah.
Oh, what a sweetheart. She sounds like a legend. Well, guess what? We're going to give you those flowers. We're going to deliver them to wherever you want to surprise her. So I hope she enjoys that. And thank you for joining the show, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dale. Thank you.
And the idea of that is just to, because flowers, it's, you know, it is a beautiful thing to happen.
It's a nice gesture.
And we just want to support the great people of the Hunter who are working hard, doing nice things for people every day.
You know what?
Annie sounds like super mom.
Yeah. I know. Five kids. She's wrangling those kids. Two jobs. And do you know what? There's nothing like I said yesterday. Like the feeling of receiving a big bunch of flowers.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's so nice.
So jump online to nominate to say thank you to someone at newfm.com.au. But we have $1,000 to give away, guys.
We do indeed. Celebrity Loot is down to the wire.
That's right. Two voices left. $1,000. Yeah. It's all that's between you and the money.
Here they are. Take a listen.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Celebrity number one is DJ Snake. Celebrity two is
Bill Gates.
And celebrity three is Lewis Capaldi. Jade, you got me there, doll. if you want to play, two celebs left, four and five, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. We'll do it next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
I'm a little bit shocked and appalled.
Why?
After a story in Hamish's News there. Skeggs, Darlinghurst, the girls' private school, nearly $40,000 per year. What the hell is that?
And
a lot of money.
Tuition fees apparently equal the same as a entry-level Audi. So, you know, it's eye-watering stuff, really.
So, I'm not from Sydney. Yeah. I know you guys are all familiar with it. So, for those like me, it's this school, what's so special about it?
Well, it's just a private school.
Just a very elitist.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, Maddie, but like, then again, it's a free market. You don't have to go.
I understand that. It's just that blows my mind.
I find it interesting, though, that it's for year 12 students. So presumably they've gone through a few years of schooling and then suddenly they're going to say, okay, up the fees by nearly 4%. And presumably they're well ensconced in their schooling. And
So over 4 years, that's, $120,000 their parents have.
No, nearly 160.
Is it 160? 4, 3, 12.
Yeah, the year 12 tuition fees for year 12 is nearly 40K. So the other years are probably less, I'm imagining.
A little bit cheaper.
But that's even, that doesn't include sports and excursions. Either. Like, wow.
And if you go to a school where tuition's 40 grand, the excursion is not going to be to the box factory.
I'd love to see.
It's going to be to Milan for Fashion Week. Or, you know, at that level.
I'd love to know the stats for that school and how they rank with, like, the students' average, what are the HSC? UAI,
it brings up the whole argument. You know what? Send your kids to public school. You know, they'll just be, they'll be more attuned to the real world once they leave.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a free market.
And their worlds are different to the average Joe's.
That's true.
Look, anyway.
Working class, Maddie.
Let's not get into this one.
Let's not. Hey, would you like $1,000?
Yes.
Well, you can win it by playing Celebrity Loot. There's only two voices left. You could get lucky and jag this.
Yeah, here they are.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, you could go to Skeggs Darlinghurst for 3 days with the prize money.
No, 3 minutes, more like it. $1,000. You just need voice four and five.
Excellent. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses right now. Tones and I at Newfm. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge.
I just got it.
De Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
$1,000 up for grabs. This is very easy. There's only two voices left. You could be just lucky and jag it. I mean,
I know.
It's really simple in a way. 13-10-09, there's a couple of lines open if you want to have a go at this.
Excellent. Newfm.com.au, all of the incorrect guesses, here they are.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, good morning, Kate. How are you today?
Hey, good, thanks.
Oh, that's good. Where are you from?
Adamstown.
Nice one. Now, I see you're going to work. Your second year of uni this year. That's exciting. What are you studying?
Finance.
Finance. Are you a numbers girl? Were you really good at maths at school?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous of your brain right now.
Hey, Kate, I've got a question for you. Was that something your parents really wanted you to do?
No.
Oh, you're
they
just smart.
Get into nursing.
Oh, that's
hard
cute.
Work, nursing. At least pen pushing's a little bit easier.
I wish I could do finance. Creever, you're a finance man.
Yeah, I did a little bit of financial advising. It's good industry. You can make a lot of money.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
All right, you know what you're doing, Kate.
Hey, Kate, who do you think the celebs are for $1,000?
Is number 4 Gene Simmons.
And did you want to guess 5 at all?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, I love her.
Sorry, wrong.
Sorry, Kate.
That's all right.
Thanks,
have a great day. Good luck with
second year. Good luck with everything. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
And guys, a Hunter Valley woman has come out saying she could not believe her eyes when she saw a panther-sized big cat in a paddock next to her home. No, because you doubt me, but I know it's out there and I've seen it. Many people have. And this lady actually got video footage. This is just outside Maitland. So I'm going to unpack it a little bit more with you. And we're actually going to touch base with Mark, the panther hunter.
Yes.
Our guru. To see what he makes of the evidence.
Okay. Get his expert opinion on the matter.
But throwing it out there, if you've seen it, 13-10-09.
Here we go.
Dead set, hey, I feel like we own this panther and we're just trying to, you know, find it and return it back home.
Talk about flogging a dead horse, Jade.
It keeps resurging. It's out there.
Does it?
If you haven't heard about this black panther, stick around because you're going to be blown away in a second.
All right. It's 7:43 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever, and Conrad Sewell joining us here on the show before 8:30 this morning. Don't go anywhere.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. The Novos.
Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Tops of 36. Sunny, beautiful day at Maitland in the Valley. 32 on the coast. Now, Jade.
Yes.
Here we go again. Another panther story, a new year, new decade,
yep.
new conspiracies.
You know what? Because the big mystery black panthers are out there. And a lady, Bev, bless her heart, Bev Fraser from the outskirts of Maitland, has come across a big black panther off her property. So it is out there. It's on the move. And she's got video footage and
give us a look.
Look
Come
at
on.
The photo here. So it like she said, this is in Bev's words, right? She said, the panther was 100 or so meters away and it is a huge animal and she's convinced that it is a very large cat/panther, but she really has no idea exactly what it is because she couldn't get too close.
Okay, so for those that are new to the show, this is something that has been an ongoing thing for probably the last year and a bit. Last year, we went out to, where'd we go? Tanilba Bay.
Right.
We met Mark the panther hunter, so we hooked him up with like a little GoPro because he is obsessed with finding this panther. He believes he's seen one.
Well, I've seen it. This is why I'm so passionate about it. Nelson Bay Road, near Madawi.
Okay.
On my way to work one morning, it ran across the road and it was massive.
I used to be a believer, but I've in the time that we haven't spoken about it, I've drifted to Crevo's non-believer camp.
Look, I just want to see the evidence. That's all I'm looking
There's
for.
There's evidence right in front of you here.
That's a blob on a photo.
It isn't a blob on the photo.
Anyway,
Mark the panther hunter on the line.
Only one man that's qualified enough to speak about this. Hello,
correct.
Mark.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Good, man.
Good, mate. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show. Thoughts and feelings about this photo, mate?
I think it's fantastic, guys. I think it just makes that mystery a little bit more deeper.
It makes it more mysterious because it looks like a licorice stick on the photo.
I agree with you, Creever. It's not the best photo, mate.
Well, she said if you look at this photo, you can see the proportion of the size of the animal to the post and you just think, holy cow, this is a massive black cat.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, once somebody sees something like that, you can't not believe what you've seen.
It's like you've got another member of the Church of Black Panther, another believer.
Oh, that's good. That's over 430-odd now, Creevo.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, and that's a lot.
In the time since we have last spoken to you, have you had any success in identifying or finding any of these panthers out of Tanilba Bay there?
Mate, the last time I actually had any evidence was late July, early August last year.
Well, that explains why you haven't found any new evidence, because the panther's gone to Maitland.
Yeah.
It's a long walk for it.
Yeah, but it's a wild animal, Crevo. They hunt.
No, I do remember,
there's a lot of kangaroos out at Maitland.
Mark, the panther hunter, did say to us when we were out with him that they can travel long distances by foot.
That's correct. They have a wide range, a wide area that they hunt out. I mean, they can only hunt out in a certain area before, you know, it's killed most of what it eats, and then it has to move on to another area.
Well, hey, it is another photograph, another piece of evidence, you know, that does lead to your theory. So, hey, the more evidence, the better in a way, I guess.
And you know what's great about this, Mark, is because this woman's managed to get this footage, they're actually getting an investigator onto it. And
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and they're actually hiring, like, the government or the state government are getting someone to look into the matter further. Because
that's quite a big development.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, I believe it's the Department of Primary Industries that are getting involved.
Mm-hmm, correct, yep.
And it's in 2012, they did a report back then and released a report about the sightings of black panthers over the 100 years in New South Wales. And in that report, the final conclusion was that they could not rule out these animals being in the wild.
Yeah.
That was an official DPI report.
2020 may be the year of the mystery black panther.
Oh. I hope so.
Let's hope so. Mark, the panther hunter, always a pleasure, mate. Nice to hear from you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Now, well, there you go. There's another photo to the pile,
I'm so
the ever growing pile.
It's happening.
More evidence rolls in.
Jade.
It's real.
Jade,
it's out there.
Jade will be taking this to the death. It's true.
Are we taking it to the grave? I saw it.
Oh, with your own two eyes.
Like Mark said, Mark the Panther Hunter, until you've seen it with your own eyes, you're a believer.
Once I see it, I'll believe too.
Yep. Hey, very exciting. We've got another new FM Weather Whiz kid waiting outside.
Jai.
What school is Jai from?
He's from Jules.
Jules Primary School in year two. He's 8 years old. His mum, Kelly, has brought him into the studio. He'll be reading the weather live next here at New FM. And, of course, if you do want your child or your child wants to come and read the weather, newfm.com.au, head over there, nominate them, and they could be coming in here for a very cool prize. We'll do it next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Today we're expecting a top of 32 in the city, 36 inland and 28 around the lake. A very hot day tomorrow, a top of 40 degrees on the coast and 42 degrees in inland with northerly impossible thunderstorm on Friday and more showers on the weekend. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home. Newcastle's best music all summer. 105.3 New FM.
Killed
it! You did it, Jai! Congratulations! That wasn't so scary, was it?
Oh, good
stuff. No, so brave. Oh. Jai from Jules Primary School. He's in year two. Are you excited to go back to school, Jai? Yeah, he's nodding yes.
He can't wait.
did
you have fun? Was that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? So I hear, actually, Jai, that it's your birthday coming up. When is it? April?
April 14th.
April 14th. So you're turning 9 years old. 8 years old. I tell you what, you're going to get a really cool prize today, and you're going to be the most popular dude at school because, Jade, tell Jai what he gets for being the Weather Whiz Kid.
You have won a birthday party from Chipmunk's Playland in Cafe Green Hills.
Oh, boom. It's so fun there.
Yeah. And you know what? Your birthday is only 11 weeks away. So you're one lucky duck. You're going to be having so much fun on your birthday. That's something to look forward to.
And do you know what? You can invite all your friends and you all go together. It's all on us, okay? So thanks for coming in, man. Now we've got your mum, Kelly, here. Hey, Kelly, you just want to pop up to the mic. You're super proud of Jai. You killed it.
He did. He was very, very nervous. He actually thought he was going on TV and had to point.
So. Aww.
He's done very, very well, you little nervous bunny.
Oh, no, he did really good. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the prize. And thanks for coming in, guys. Oh, good stuff. No worries, man. And, of course, it's all thanks to Chipmunks Playland and Cafe Green Hills. Kids can jump, shoot, climb and play a single prize. Let them stay all day.
Now, you're a little bit nervous, Maddie, because over the holidays, you went and played some pool.
Yeah, so I went to visit my mate in Sydney, right? And, you know, I don't go to a pub. I don't go to a pub all that often, you know?
Yeah.
And when I do, I always get super nervous because all my mates are pool heads. They love going into the room with all the pool tables.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Real talk, I just suck at it. Like, I'm telling you, I'm possibly Newcastle's worst pool player. And maybe Australia's worst pool player. I forget
surely
the rules every... I'm terrible.
I can understand why you get anxious about that, though.
But do you know what? When you're there with a bunch of dudes and they're like, oh, yeah, let's go play pool. I'm like, oh, do we have to? Do we really have to?
It's because it's in a public space as well.
And every time I cop crap for it.
People watching you.
Every time. The sledging starts. Oh, Matty, don't... No one wants you on our team. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway... I've thought what we could do. Please make me feel a bit better because I feel like this is a thing. I reckon there are a heap of dudes out there, even girls, that just suck at pool. Mm. You know, your mates are all guns at it and you just suck. Like, I want to hear from you.
Like, I know it's a unisex sport, but it is a very blokey thing to do in a pub.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, all the movies I've seen and stuff, like, it's always, you know, guys in a pub playing pool.
One of the best pool players I know, though, is a woman.
Really?
Yeah. She's an absolute gun.
Well, look, this is what I want to do, right? 13 10 09. The question is, how crap at pool are you? Like, literally, tell us your awkward pool stories. Because what I thought I want to do, right, I want to start a little league about, like, with all Newcastle's crap pool players.
Where you sort of learn to get better.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Anyway, okay. Call now. Make me feel better. Share your stories. We'll do it after. Lewis Capaldi, Hold Me While You Wait at New FM. Good morning. Lewis Capaldi on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 13 minutes past 8 and 13:10:09 this morning, you two. I'm asking you, Newcastle, how crap a pool are you? If you've got a really awkward pool story, let me know. It's after I was on holidays, went to Sydney to visit a mate, and my whole entire life... since I've been able to go into a pub,
mm-hmm.
I've been awkward with pool. I just suck at it. I don't get the rules and I just lose every time. Nobody wants me on their team. It's bad. I feel like I fail as a male.
Are you always, hitting the balls and they're flying off the table?
No, not so much that. I just always miss them. I can never hit the ball. And when I do, I always hit the wrong ball.
Oh, geez.
Terrible. And I mean, I do feel like, though, this happens a lot because as a bloke, you know, you go to a pub with a bunch of guys and they start playing pool, you almost feel like a responsibility to be able to do that basic human thing of whacking a pool ball. You've
got to hit those balls.
Around the team, let me ask you a question. How good are you, Jade? No good or good?
I'm not a pro. I'm not an amateur, but I can hit a ball, but... Am I sinking them? No.
Okay, Crevo.
So I have this weird thing where I'm really good in the middle of a game. So after a couple of balls are sunk and the balls are broken up, then I do pretty well and I'll actually usually sink a few. And then at the end, I crack under pressure. So I could use some coaching as well on how to finish games. That's what I need help with.
Yeah, so you're good in the middle, not great at finishing.
Yeah, so...
Never good, is it?
There's always that person who grabs the stick and goes, oh, you got to line it up, you got to line it up.
I know, and that's what makes it even worse. Producer Jackson, out of 10?
I consider myself pretty good. We grew up with, like, an actual pub pool table in our house. So it was kind of like a ritual for us.
There's an advantage.
All us kids are very competitive, so we got good.
Sarah, good morning.
Yeah, g'day.
How are ya?
Good, except for pool.
Oh, good. Thank you. You're feeling my pain. Tell me the feeling that you get when your mates say, hey, let's go play some pool, because I just get so anxious.
Well, I don't put myself in the situation anymore, but I used to work in a youth centre, like a drop-in centre.
Yeah.
And one of my colleagues, he had one arm, and every time we played pool, which was pretty much every day, he flogged me.
Whoa.
The dude with one arm flogged you at pool.
Wow. Every day.
Literally beat you with one arm tied behind his back.
Correct. It was very embarrassing. He tried to teach me with one arm and I still couldn't do it.
I almost feel like that's an unfair advantage because if you've got one arm, you've got a lot more strength in the one arm that's left.
No, but you're doing more stuff with the one arm, so you're obviously going to get better at, like...
It's not about
everything.
It's not about strength, Maddie. It's about like aim and accuracy and angles. There's a lot
that's
more in pool.
Yeah,
I'm putting it out there, Sarah. Whereabouts are you from, Sarah?
I'm from Cavers Beach.
All right. I tell you what. This is what I want to do, and I'm going to put it out there, right? So I want to make a league of Newcastle's crappiest pool players. So basically what I want to do, maybe once a week, once a fortnight, I'm just thinking out loud here, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a pub and we almost have a little competition with all the crap people and we're going to get a pool gun to teach us and coach us all and make us better at pool. It's a community service thing that we're doing here.
Well, I love the game, so I'm on board.
Making people better at pool. So if you're a pool gun and you want to get involved in this, give us a ring as well off air, 131009, and you can be the pool master.
I love that.
To teach all of us crap people how to get better.
Or even if you're all right, but you'd like to sharpen your game. This is a good opportunity as well. So you could learn off the gun and then maybe, beat your mates, surprise them.
All right, we'll put this one in the oven and see how it goes. Thanks for your call, Sarah. Well, I'm excited, guys. Hopefully someone calls.
No, you already look like you've got more confidence, Maddie.
Yeah, just hearing about having a pool gun come to visit.
Well, no judgment. I don't want the pool gun to be judgmental. Like my friends. He needs to be caring and helpful and guide us all properly.
A nurturing hand.
Absolutely. Well, guys, coming up next, very exciting. We spoke to him at the end of last year, Conrad Sewell. He's coming back to Newcastle.
Yeah.
He's been in Cambridge in February for his big world tour. He's doing like a 21-date regional tour.
The big world regional tour.
We're going to hear more about that next from Conrad here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Conrad Sewell is coming to Newcastle for his big world regional tour playing the Cambridge Feb 22nd. He joins us on the show now. Conrad, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Getting pumped for the tour.
So good, man. Now, where in the world are you at the moment? Are you in Oz or are you overseas somewhere?
No, I'm back in Oz. I flew into Brisbane and I'm just rehearsing with the band and getting ready for the shows. And then we head off on Friday for the first show.
So where are you kicking off the show?
The first one is in Dubbo, so we fly to Sydney, and then we fly to Tamworth, and then we catch the bus will go to Dubbo. So there's like so much travel because we're going to regional Australia. It's like we're going to be all over the place. It's going to be very fun, but very exhausting.
Conrad, surely you've made enough coin now, mate, to get a private jet or something. I mean, what are you doing in buses, brother?
I've been in a few that I think we may have to do one private jet because one of the show's classes with one of the benefit concerts that we're doing. So we're doing one, but it's a lot more expensive than you think to get a private jet, mate.
What's the funnest thing about being in a tour bus? Because I know, this is me, Conrad, I had a lift in Crevo's van yesterday. And the first thing I was doing was, like, looking for all the secret compartments at the front of his car. I was opening his glove box and all that stuff. Do you go looking for the secret compartments on the tour bus?
Or in general?
I mean, yeah, definitely. It depends what kind of tour bus you're on. Like, if you're on a sleeper van where they've got, like, bunk beds and stuff, that's where the fun happens because you can sort of you can hide whatever you want in there and you can sort of play tricks on everybody in the band and...
There's always a lot of fun in a bunk bed.
Yeah, so you can hide different things, can you? What are you hiding away?
Oh, well, it depends. If nobody knows you're drinking at the time, you can kind of hide bottles in your bed. That's what I used to do anyway.
Oh, you spin the bottle in the bunk bed?
Oh, Jade.
You used to do that when we were kids.
You're in a relationship, aren't you, Conrad? You got a girl now, yeah?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she'll be coming on the road for a couple of shows.
Do you miss that?
You
must miss that, though, going on a tour bus, you're a young, in-demand pop star.
Got your own
bunk
bed.
You must have lots of ladies wanting to come on the bus. Is it hard to say no to them?
Well, mate, you got to understand, I'm 31, 32 in a couple of months, so I've sort of, and I've been touring since I was 18, so
you've had
plenty of fun had, and yeah, it's Now it's more like I got to get up in the morning and sing again. Get the fuck off the bus.
I've got some good advice for you then, Conrad, because no, I went to Hugh Jackman's concert earlier in the year, or last year, late last year, and he said that you don't stay married for a long period of time without saying a lot of no's. So that's basically, if you're going to marry this chick, just say no, mate, to all the girls and you'll have a happy life.
That's actually so true. Great advice by Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess the older you get, you start to say no to more and more things with your boys and shit. But I think it's also because you just kind of, I mean, I personally just enjoy spending time with my girlfriend more than my mate sometimes because I don't get into trouble.
Do you get weird about people that get a little bit too close to you? Like, I know you must have some really intense fans, but, like, that'll creep me out if someone's sort of, like, touching me all the time. Like, what do you do if it gets a bit much?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some people can be a bit full on. Kind of respectfully, you know, take a step back. But it's hard, I think. Some people think that they, like, kind of, you owe them something almost sometimes when you're in the industry and, like, you know, like, because you share so much with them with your music.
Yeah.
They feel like they know you or something like that. So sometimes they're a bit, it can be a bit full on, but generally it's fine. But it's definitely, there's definitely been a couple of cases where it's been a bit scary or a bit, you know.
I actually just remembered something. When you were here, we had like a bunch of listeners, for those of you that didn't know, but there was one mum who actually approached me right before you're about to leave, and she's like, gave me like a little card with a picture of her daughter and her phone number, and she's like, you need to set her up with Conrad, like they'll be perfect together. That's so weird. I feel for you, man. It must happen a lot.
Wow, that's like a stage mom next level.
It really is. There's a reality show in that, I'm telling you. We'll wrap it up, bro. We're coming to Newcastle, of course. The Cambridge, great venue, actually. I was there the other night. It's a really good live music venue.
Some fun.
Great sound there, mate. Can't wait to have you back in Newcastle.
Everyone to get tickets. And also, just to let everybody know that we're donating all the profits from my merchandise. So when they come, tell everyone to buy a T-shirt because it's all going back to the Fireys.
Good stuff, man. That's amazing.
Conrad Sewell, everybody, playing the Cambridge Feb 22nd. It's 105.3 New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos. The
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Maddie and Crevo, I know how much you're foodies and that you love your food.
Crevo more so.
You love your food just as much.
It does things to me whenever he tells me what he had for dinner last night.
I know it does. I know.
It really does. Homemade chimichurri last night.
Yeah, but what? Seared tuna,
sesame seeds. And then there were like these little potatoes.
Yeah.
Like, just pan fried.
I love baby potatoes. Anything very small, nice. You know me, miniatures, I love it. But something that caught my attention was the Lamington burger, which is now a thing.
I sent that last night.
So it's basically a Lamington, for those who don't know what it's all about, cut in half. And then inside, it's like a sandwich. They've got a beef patty, bacon and cheese in between the two halves.
They're essentially using the sliced Lamington
as bread.
As burger buns.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Do you know how I feel about it?
I sent you guys a picture last night, right?
Mm.
So alongside the Lamington burger is also the fairy bread burger. Look at this one. So it's fairy bread, hundreds and thousands, and the top bun is same style burger. I'm going to try it on the weekend.
I don't think I can get on board.
You know what?
I don't know. I love fairy bread, but as a burger?
Savory and sweet.
You know what this is? Do you remember the Franken shakes where they used to put all sorts of crazy stuff on top of milkshakes?
Yeah. Yes.
This is the Franken shakes of 2020.
Yeah. Oh. Franken shake burgers.
Real talk. Mm. Would you eat it?
No. Not touch it.
I'd give it a chance.
I would take a bite just to see, I don't think it would do all sorts of wrong to my internal organs.
Sickening.
Yeah.
What a disgrace.
Jackson, you like a burger, me.
A burger.
Would you try the Lamington or the fairy bread burger?
Yeah, man, I'd give it a crack.
Yeah. See?
It's just a sales technique. You won't even like it.
Well, let's hope they're not serving it at weddings.
I'm not going to Penrith for it. That's where it is. Yeah, speaking of weddings, yesterday, Crevo, a little bit shocked with Jade. She asked me a question when you're out of the room.
Mm.
She does that. No jokes. She goes, Maddie, do you think when Crevo gets married, he'll invite us to the wedding? And I said, of course he will. We're close work colleagues. We see each other every day. I'd be very offended if you didn't. Anyway, there's more to this.
Yeah.
We need to reveal it next because Jade, not so generous, it seems.
I'll give the answer on what I'll do in a minute.
Kygo, remind me to forget right now, 8:40 with the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle. Kygo, we are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Beautiful summer's day right across the Hunter, 32 on the coast, 36 at Maitland and the Valley. And this morning, we're talking weddings. Yeah, Craver, I just revealed something quite concerning yesterday. Jade asked me a question.
Yeah.
When you're out of the room and said, when Craver gets married, Maddie, do you think he'll invite us to the wedding? My answer was yes. And you then came into the room and revealed, yes, in fact, you would invite us.
Yeah, I mean, just to clarify, still not engaged yet, but this is a theoretical wedding.
No, because I hit you up for a timeline the other day in your life.
And I said, you just have to wait and
see. And I've been thinking about your timeline.
I know that, but look, you just have to, you both invited when that happens down the track.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. But you had...
We see each other day in, day out. How could you not? We're really good friends.
No, don't stop backflipping because yesterday you said, but, and there was a, you said, depending on the size of the wedding.
That's because we've talked about possibly just...
Eloping.
Exactly. So, obviously, you're not coming to that.
No.
So, like,
no, I get it. But, I really do get it.
What we would do, I think, is probably have like a, you know, like a party back in Australia. And of course, you come.
Okay. I then asked Jade. Mm. Jade, I go, so I know you were married, what, nearly 2 years ago now?
Yeah, 2 years, so April.
Nearly two years ago. Now, if your wedding was being held in the next month, would you invite anyone here from the team to your wedding? And shock horror, what do you think Jade said?
What?
No.
What a
disgrace. I'm so offended.
Are you joking me?
You've got to understand. So my partner, Benny, your husband, Benny, he's very shy. So we...
He knows me and Crevo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's come out and hung out at my house.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have a big wedding. So it would still only be very small like I did when we got married overseas where it was only parents and siblings. Because that's
very
us.
Insulting.
I'm sorry.
What are we? I'm sorry chopped you liver. Feel offended. I didn't mean to make you guys
chopped
sad.
Chopped liver. No.
But you know why?
No. You're giving Crevo crap. For why did you even ask the question? You were ready to be offended if he was to say no, yet on you knew in your head that we are not good enough to make the invite list.
No, look.
What do we have to do to be at your level?
Oh, okay. Well, wash my car. That'll be handy.
That's all it would take.
No, honestly, the thing is, I think it gets a little bit dicey when you start inviting people from work to your weddings.
See how she's now separated us. We're now work colleagues, not friends.
No, I see us.
Personal friends.
I see us as like family.
Can I speak and defend myself?
Okay, go on then.
So, the thing is, if I invite you guys, then I upset others in the office.
Do you, though?
I think you do. I think people get very offended when they don't get an invitation to someone's wedding if they work in the same place.
You say that. The other people in the office, I understand, work colleagues.
Yeah.
We are work colleagues and friends.
And
so
family.
So, we should actually be above them.
Yeah.
Everyone
else.
That is the.
Well, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, well, it's time to.
Are you working every day with them? Are you going to pickleball with them?
No, that's true. When you come to Zumba, Maddie, then you can make my.
So I'm sweet now because I go to pickleball with
you. Jade said to me months ago, she goes, Maddie, can you get married so I can help you plan your wedding? And I'm like, absolutely. If there's anyone I want, around when I'm planning a wedding, whenever that may be, I would want Jade.
You said I could be the flower girl too.
I said you could be the wedding planner and the flower girl, and here you are,
colleague Maddie.
No.
Crevo, see ya.
Well, all you have to do is go to Zumba next week or wash a car, apparently.
Yeah.
I'll be right.
It's pretty cheap.
Come on, Zumba, Maddie.
Also, Jade's not getting married, so...
Oh, she'll renew her vows.
So don't be offended.
Oh, that's true.
She will.
Vow renewal's coming up.
Yeah.
Any excuse. Year or two. Any excuse.
I love you guys.
Love you too, Jade.
Mental hug. Maddie. I can't reach you across the desk, Maddie.
Oh, sorry. I bummed that. We got $1,000 to give away next with Celebrity Luke. Five voices standing between you and $1,000. We do know that Celeb 1 is DJ Snake, 2 is Bill Gates, and 3 is Lewis Capaldi. Here they are. Take a listen.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
So voice 4 is saying with, and voice 5 is saying the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
All you need to do is figure out who those two are. $1,000 yours.
Do you know what?
What?
Let's give away a clue.
Oh.
Can we next?
Yeah, yeah, I think
voice
so.
4. Let's do it.
All right. Let's
clue
do it.
Revealed next. 13:10:09. The lines are open. Another clue on the way, and you could be walking away with that money. 8:49. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge. I'm just God. DeNovo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
$1,000 could be yours, and all you have to do is get the 5 celebrities all correct, and that's it. Easy done. And there's only 2 voices left.
Okay. Now, we're going to give away another clue just because... We're
yeah,
rebels.
Why not?
Hey, number 4, Crevo. So we do know, to cap it off, number 1 is DJ Snake, number 2 is Bill Gates, 3 is Lewis Capaldi, and the clue for number 4 is...
She is a singer and keyboard player.
Ooh. So, 2 clues there, in fact.
Sort of. I love what you've like done. Like a 2-in-1 combo.
The lines are open. 13:10:09. We'll hook you up with a prize if you get any of them. But if you get all 5, you win the $1,000. Here they are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
Think about it.
Yeah. Check overnight. Online.
Yep.
Newfm.com.au. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. That's it, guys. Hope you have a great afternoon. We're going to have a little meeting at my house this morning.
We are. We're going to Maddie's rooftop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a nice enough day, isn't it?
We can sit outside. Enjoy the weather.
Have a coffee. Hang out.
Yeah, into it.
It was beautiful. It's going to be as good as yesterday.
If not
hopefully,
better.
Hopefully, because the clouds... We're a bit cloudy at Sandgate here at the moment. It's more overcast than yesterday.
I love Sandgate.
But went to the beach yesterday. Merriweather. It was beautiful down there.
Did you go swimming?
No, I didn't go swimming. Producer Jackson and I went for a walk, and he treated me to Cocoa Whip, which I'd never had before.
Oh, that's the, like, frozen yogurt but coconut?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, frozen coconut whip.
Mm.
It was nice, actually.
It's really good. It's my favourite.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Plug City.
You get the free Cocoa Whip next time, I reckon. We'll see a little Instagram post from Jade.
Yeah, oh, do you know, I've got to quickly say, your Insta story yesterday, Jade.
Yeah.
Here I am going through it. I gave you crap because they were too long.
Yeah.
And I said on the show yesterday, you got to cut them down a bit, Jade.
You got a chance.
So what did she do yesterday? Make the longest one I've ever seen. And do you know what? There she is about, she tagged an insurance company in it. And
really?
Insurance, was it?
Yeah, because they're amazing. They helped me out with my car.
She's like, I just want to say a big thank you to UE Insurance. And she tags them in the story. And it's like, wow, they're not going to give you crap, Jade.
I don't know. You know what? It's not always about receiving something, Maddie. It's about saying, you know, it's like how
they're
good something is.
They're a commercial entity. The insurance company doesn't care.
You know what? It doesn't matter. If they helped me out and they did a good job, if someone sees my story and goes, you know what? Jade had a good experience. My insurance company's crap. I'll change over.
And give me money.
I'm trying to help people.
Fair enough.
I'm not a greedy guts.
Are you saying I am? 105 minutes commercial. Hey, coming up next with producer Jackson. What's on the way, mate?
Awesome. Lady Gaga.
I love her. Yes.
Oh, yeah? Do you like this song?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
Terrible.
I can't wait for a new album, Lady Gaga number 5.
Is it coming out soon, is it?
Hopefully.
You said, though, the other day, you're like, she better bloody deliver.
I did, you know what's funny? I said that, producer Jackson, but she's never, like, disappointed me.
Mm.
Oh, she's had some flops in there.
No, she hasn't. I do love her. She's like one celeb that can do no wrong.
Let's talk about her art pop album.
It was amazing.
Crap.
See, and you've got her lyrics on her your arm. You don't deserve those lyrics on there.
No, see, I have the lyrics on my arm. Some would say I have more of a, right to say these things.
Well, I've loved every album and every song.
Oh my gosh, I'm calling this before Jade cuts your skin off, Maddie. The Culture Club, one of my favourites. I love this song. I just can't get enough of it. It's so good, right? This is what I pull out in an argument. I just start singing this and walk away. I don't care. Come.
That's what you were singing in that meeting at work the other day.
In my mind. Yeah. Also to New Halsey, who I'm loving. Brand new album from her. It's amazing. She's cool. Yeah, I like her.
Oh, so good. Halsey. If I was straight, I'd go with Halsey.
Would ya?
Yeah, I think she's amazing.
Interesting.
Halsey's very cool.
Would you, Jackson?
Yeah.
I think she's a bit tortured.
I like some of this.
I don't like hard work.
Damaged goods.
No.
105 coming up next in minutes. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.